You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Very pleased to be joined with the BGCO's Family and Men's Ministry Specialist, Keith Burkhart. Howdy, Keith.
Hey, Brian. It's good to be with you today.
Thanks. I know it's the busy time of year for y'all, especially busy, getting ready for the big men's retreat. Talk about it. When is it? What is going on? And give us some highlights.
Yeah, the men's retreat is April 25 and 26. That's the last Friday and Saturday of this month. And this is year 7, Brian, so we've changed a few things up. Rewired's not broken, but we believe we've made it better. And so there's some good changes, exciting breakout sessions for every kind of man out there.
Now, I noticed Dr. Fred Luter, president of the Southern Baptist Convention, is one of the keynote speakers. Talk about why he was selected and maybe the type of message men will hear from that.
Well, I think it's important for our men to hear from some of our Southern Baptist leaders. And Dr. Luter's unique for me because he's our first African-American Southern Baptist president.
Yes.
And, you know, we're trying to rewire it. It's changing not only its style, but we really are reaching multi-generations, but really multi-ethnic. And so, you know, we have a lot more African-American men that are attending our conference, and I think it's just a great way to see a solid leader and for them to connect with his heart.
And if you've never heard him preach or speak, you are going to be utterly blown away. Dr. Luter is one of the best presenters, preachers in all of America. Keith, talk about some of the special interest times, the breakouts. Talk about also some of the activities, if you would.
Yes. One of the most exciting breakouts or opportunities that I'm excited about, Brian, is the Spurgeon Collection. It's the life and legacy of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, and we have teamed up with the Green Collection. The curator of the Spurgeon Collection is going to be there, along with one of our finest professors at OBU on this subject, and that is Dr. Christian George. Christian has his doctoral work from St. Andrews in Scotland on the life of Spurgeon. And Christian can even tell you what year in his life he quit crossing his T's. That's kind of a strange trivia thing, but it's going to be a multimedia presentation. We'll have the hand manuscripts, the original manuscripts there. And what makes this unique for us is that the Green Collection is the latter part of his life, about the last 5 years or so. They have more, but they have probably the finest collection of the end of his life. And Christian found 3 or 4 years ago several hundred manuscripts of his early life. And so we see the bookends of Spurgeon's life. Christian will tie all that together in a real creative way.
That's awesome. You know, you think about this happening at Falls Creek and what a highly anticipated event it's become. Really, you'd be hard-pressed to find any other event like it that men could be challenged in their faith, in their walk, equipped for how they're going to lead their families. The vision continues to grow for Rewired.
Yes, it does. We use what I like to term a tribal men's ministry concept, Brian. And that's where you see all the various tribes of men. Within a manhood culture, there are subcultures, tribes. And so we have the cowboy area. We have the, you know, several hundred motorcyclists. We have the fishing, the adventurous, the theology tribe. That's why we're doing the Spurgeon Collection. There are all these sub-tribes of guys that gravitate to their passion. And so we have that on the front end, but we bring what makes it so unique. It's kind of like the old Promise Keeper as far as content and keynote speakers and worship, but we bring in all these various tribes, and then in this worship experience in the tabernacle, twice over the weekend, we pull these men together to be a part of the greater tribe of Christian men under the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to see a cowboy, a motorcyclist, a gamer, and a hipster all standing together worshiping the Lord is pretty exciting.
Amen. Tell us where we can go online and get information to check out the rest of the events.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Brian. The website is www.menrewired.com. And it's more than just the event page or the website. We are creating this website, by the way. You guys, with your help, last year was awarded an award for one of the best websites in our convention. And it really creating a portal for guys after the event to access breakout material. We're going to record 15 core breakout sessions. They'll be able to download with questions that concern that particular topic, so a guy can use that as a discipleship piece or a church can use it as a resource. So much within the website. So I want to encourage you, men, go there. They can map out their weekend, figure out what they're going to do, and get a big idea of what's going to take place.
Well, it's going to be really memorable. I want to encourage every man listening to this to go to menrewired.com. If you know of a man who should be attending this, go to the website today, get plugged in. Keith, if I could ask one more broad question about the importance of men toward building the kingdom of God. Are you sensing a movement afoot of men coming to God, and what kind of potential could that hold for our country?
Brian, God is stirring the hearts of men again across our land. We are seeing a revival of men gathering together for events such as this. And I believe we have been kind of, in a way, we've kind of led the charge on that, and there's been a lot of excitement around the country. But as you know, where the man goes, the family goes. And where the family goes, the church goes. And where the church goes, the community goes. And so the man being healthy spiritually, emotionally, physically, to help a man be successful in his walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and leading his family is critical to everything. It's critical to the health of the church and to our land.
Amen. We're talking to Keith Burkhart, who serves here at the BGCO in our family and men's ministry. Keith, thanks to you and your team for all the hard work put in advance to this event. It's a lot of preparation, but it'll all be worth it come April 25 and 26. Go online to menrewired.com. Thank you for being on, Keith.
Thank you, Brian.
God bless.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.